Be'ezras Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Tesvov, the Lav Shaloi Lehoitzi Mibsar HaPesach Chutza. The Pasuk says, by the Mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach on Leil Tesvov, Babayis Echod Yoyochel, Loi Soitzi Min Habayis Min HaBosor Chutza. There's a Mitzvah's essay to eat the Korban Pesach, and you should eat it in one house, Babayis Echod, and there's a Lav Do'iraisa, Loi Soitzi Min HaBayis, don't be moitzi the basar out of the house. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Peivav brings a machlokes tanoim, Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. On one hand, we just said that the pasuk says babayis echod yoichal loy soitzi min habayis. But a few pesukim earlier, the pasuk says in regards to Pesach Mitzrayim, but it says the words, you take the dam v'nosnu al shnei mezuzos al hamashkoif al habotim asher yoichlu oisay bahem botim loshin rabim. As is mashma that you could eat it in two different bottom. So it's a stira. On one hand it says babayis echod yoyochel. And mitzad sheni shteit al habotim asher yoichlu oisay behem. So the Gemara says it's machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon how to reconcile these two psukim. Rabbi Yehuda says a korban pesach could be nechel to shtei chaburis. From the pasuk of al habotim we learn out that a group, a chabura that shechted a korban pesach can splinter up into two different groups. Avada, once they split up as two different groups, then it's taka two chaburis, and they cannot go and travel from one to the other. But you're allowed to mitchilo shtel avek two different chaburis. But on the other hand, a certain specific person could only eat the korban in one makayim. Ein adam oichel b'shnei makayimis. Rab Shimon argues on both accounts, both ways. He says not like that. He says be'emes the korban pesach can't be split into two chaburis. One seh has to have one large chabura. But on the other hand, a person could eat it b'shtei makoymes. The Gemara in Pesachim discusses various nafkeminis that are relevant to this machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and we will see about that behemshech. But to the gufa iser, there's an iser da'iraisa to be moitzi the basar from the bayis. But the lashon of the pasuk is loy soitzi min habayis min habasar chutza. So the Gemara in Pesachim daf pehei is marbe. What do we learn out from chutza? Chutzah teaches us, even it's osur, even if it's in the house still, it's osur lehoitzi mechabura lechabura. Chutzah is coming to be marbe, that not only is it osur to be moitzi from the bayis, but it's osur lehoitzi mechabura lechabura. The Rambam in Hilchas Karban Pesach, Perek Tes, and Toisvis over there in Pesachim learn that the isur lehoitzi mechabura lechabura could even be referring to two chaburas from the same Karban Pesach, that like Rabbi Yehuda were allowed to split into two groups, you're not allowed to be moitzi it mechabura lechabura. Rashi though in Pesachim is mashma that the special iser from chutzah, that it's osur lehoitzi mechabura lechabura, is mashma only two chaburas from two different carbon pesachs. The Menachas Chinuch mutches what would be the gather of such a zach, but as I state in Rashi, osur lehoitzi mechabura lechabura from two different carbonis pesach. The Menachas Chinuch then clears an interesting shaila. Avada, there's a lav d'oraisa to take the basar out of the house. If you leave the house, it's an iser haitzah. But what about when it's in the same house? There's also an iser from chutzah to be moitzi mechabura lechabura. They say, just imagine you have in one house, in two different rooms, in two different areas, two chaburas from the same Pesach, from a different Pesach, but it's two chaburas. It's osur to be moitzi the basar from one chabura to the other chabura. So he clears, and it's diukim in the Rambam about this. What if you took the basar out of one chabura, but you didn't actually bring it into the other chabura? You took it out of the chabura and brought it to no man's land, into an empty room on that house. Mitzarecha, the Rambam is mashma that as long as you were moitzi it from the first chabura, you're already over the iser of chutzah, loisoitzi chutzah. Avi mitzacheni, the Rambam fears ois, if you take it from one chabura to the other chabura, and the Lashon of the Gemara also, moitzi mechabura lechabura, only then, when you moitzi mechabura lechabura, then is it considered you're over the lav and you'll get malchus. So the Mechas Chinuch is mesupik about this. He brings a few rayas. One of them is interesting. He brings from the raya from the Rambam alein. The Rambam brings a halacha, which is be'emes a mefurishim mishnah in Pesachim, that a shamish that's serving two different chaburis, if he's taking going to the mecham where he wants to dilute the wine for the other chabura, he should be koifetzes piv. So Rashi is mefarish the mishnah there, that this is a shamish who's part of the first one chabura. He's going to help and serve by the other chabura also, and prepare the wine for them, he should keep his mouth closed. His mouth is empty, but he should keep it closed that they shouldn't be choshed him that he's going to eat in the other chabura. But the Rambam is mefarish that the mecham, that hot water urn that they're preparing, the diluting wine, is in the middle of the Tucha Buris. And when it says that the Shamash is koifitz piv, he has to keep his mouth closed. The Rambam says, Mefurish, we're talking that he has basar in his mouth. And he has basar in his mouth, and when he's going to the other Mokam HaChabura, to the Mecham, he be'emes is not allowed to swallow the meat there. He has to be koifitz piv, because it's usher to eat it over there. It's shaloibim koimai. He's shaloibim koimai. Rather, he should keep his mouth closed, and when he gets back to his Chabura, he can continue eating it. When this Shamash went to the Mecham of the Mayim, and at that point he is not allowed to eat it, that it's chutzlam koimoi, I bazai, the basar should become pasul. Because we know that when you're moitzi the basar chutza to the wrong place, not only are you over an iser of leisoitzi min basar chutza, it also becomes pasul. Basar basar, the treifa teaches us that any time you take kachim out of its place, you take kachim out of the Azorah, you take kachim kalam out of Yerushalayim, you take a Korban Pesach out of its Mokam Chabura, it becomes pasul the basar. What are you telling me, that this Shamash is not allowed to swallow the meat when he's there by the urn? But when he keeps his mouth shut, and then when he goes back, he can swallow it. The chayr of the basar was already nifsal. Elamai, that's what the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, that even though this Shamash took the basar, shaloi bim koimoi, but he didn't take it mechabura lichabura. He took it from one chabura and went to no man's land where the hot water urn is. But he didn't go to the tzveita chabura. And the iser of loy soitzi, and more so the psul, that the basar becomes pasul when you take it out, is only when it's mechabura lichabura. Now the main topic that the Minchas Chinuch discusses over here, on various facets of it, is a very interesting nakuda. Will be give a hakdama. The Gemara says in Psachim Daf Pehei that since the lashon of this iser is loy soitzi min habayis min habasar chutza, so it's an iser haitza. And the Gemara says mefurish in Psachim, and the Rambam paskins as in Hilchas Karban Pesach Perek Tes, that the same way in Hilchas Shabbos there's an iser haitza, one of the lamed tes malachas is haitza va'atem loy seitzu al yaitz. I'm sorry, the pasuk says al yaitzu ishmim koimoi. We darshan al yaitzi ishmim koimoi. That's the makor of iser haitza. There's an iser haitza on Shabbos. Hu adin by leil Pesach. There's an iser haitza. Like he says, the pasuk says loy seitzim in abasar chutza, that it's an iser haitza to take the basar out of the house or to be moitzi it mechabura lechabura. The Gemara says it has the similar gedorim as in Hilchas Shabbos. And just like by Hilchas Shabbos, you're not over unless there was an Akira and a Hanocha. I'm not going to go into all the aspects of that, but the basic concept in Hilchas Shabbos, the Malacha of Shabbos, is that it's only when there's Akira and Hanocha, Kemoikein, the Isser of Hoitzos B'sar Pesach, is only if there was Akira and Hanocha. It has the same gedorim as Shabbos. By Shabbos state Al Yetze, in Dosh state Loi Soitzi, it's the same geder of Isser Haitza, only if there was Akira v'Hanocha. Klares the Menchas Chinuch, for starters, we know that by the din of Akira v'Hanocha, you need Akira v'Hanocha al Mokim Dalet al Dalet. If you do the Akira or the Hanocha on a pointed little tiny place, but it's not an area choshuv of Mokim Dalet al Dalet, that's not called Akira v'Hanocha. Klares the Menchas Chinuch. By the Isser of Haitzos B'sar Pesach, you also have that din, that it has to be a Mokim Dalet al Dalet. The Gemara does say that the etzem idea of Akira v'Hanocha we stole too. But maybe not Dalet al Dalet. And he says it depends. There's a Machlokes Rishonim. Why do you need Takamokam Dalet al Dalet? Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Dalet brings it's a Machlokes Rishonim, the Rian Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says it's because it's Dumya de Mishkan. Just like in the Mishkan it was Dalet al Dalet also by Shabbos. And the Ri says no, the etzem Loshon of Al Yetzeh is Mashma Mokam Choshev, Dalet al Dalet. Zoktim in Cheschinach. If the reason you need Dalet al Dalet by Shabbos is because it's similar to the Mishkan, that's a vert by Shabbos Dafka. That has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. Not every detail is still suit to Korban Pesach. If the reason why you need Dalet al Dalet is because Al Yetzeh Be'etzem is Mashma Dalet al Dalet, then the same way you need Akira v'Hanocha, you need a Mokam Dalet al Dalet. But if Dalet al Dalet is a special din Dumi the Mishkan, or some Rishonim say it's a Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, it's very possible that that din is only by Shabbos and it doesn't apply by Korban Pesach. Oichet Zoktim in Cheschinach, it could be like some Rishonim, the din of Dalet al Dalet is only when you do the Hanocha and Rishos HaRabim. In this case, by Besar Pesach, for all we know, it's a Haitzah Mirishus HaYochad Rishos HaYochad. You went from one room to the other room. You went from one Chabura to the other Chabura in the same house. Over there, it's possible that on Rishos HaYochad, you don't need a Mokim Dalet al Dalet. So again, because now we're going to get started with a few other details about this, In the Shoyrish Hadin, it's Hoytzos Besar Pesach Leil Tezvov, and it does have the same Gedorim somewhat of Hilchas Shabbos, Akira Vanocha. So the Minchas Chinuch declares, you know, by Hilchas Shabbos, the shear is a groigris. The shear of Hoytzos by food is only if it's a shear choshev of a groigris. If you might see a kezayis, you're not over. Only if it's a groigris. So he says, Vavad over here by Besar Pesach, the shear is kezayis. It doesn't say anything about groigris over here. It says Hoytzos, but the shear is going to be a kezayis. What would be if on Leil Pesach you might see Besar Pesach, it's a Leil Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, and you might see a Kezayis. He has a tzad declared that maybe Yechayiv Fechil Shabbos. Migu. He tells to the Gemara in Sukkah Dav Zayin, Migu da have a doifin le Sukkah, have a doifin le Shabbos. Migu da have a doifin le Shabbos, have a doifin le Sukkah. There's a word of Migu, of comparing. And therefore, even if in Hilchas Shabbos, Al Shabbos is Fanagansiyar, the shear of Haitzah is going to be Koyseves. But on Leil Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, and you might see Besar Pesach outside to the Rishus Arabim, even though it was only a Kezayis, you'll be Chayiv Skila. Because Migu, that it's considered Haitzah for Besar Pesach, maybe it will be considered Haitzah for Shabbos also. The Menachas Chinuch does this idea in other places also, this concept of Migu. The Emes says the Gemara itself clears it. You know, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Aleph, the Mechas Chinuch brings it, it clears, even though the shear of a Shabbos is groigris, but if you take Truma and you put it into a Rosh HaYochid of a bias that's Tomei, since Hilchis Tumah considers Kezayis Choshev, so maybe for the Haitzah also, the Kezayis should be Choshev. So there the Gemara is Mesupik about it. The Gemara says it's a Teku. So he says, yeah, because there it's not a direct connection to Haitzah. There was a Svar that Vibal, the Indian of Tumah is coming in, and by Tumah the shear is Kezayis, the shear will be Kezayis. But over here, and that's a Teku. But over here, it's a much direct Tzustel. There's an Isra Haitzah by Shabbos. There's an Isra Haitzah by Pesach. Taka by the Isra Haitzah of Shabbos, the shear is groigris. But on Leil Pesach, the shear should become a Kezayis. The Mechas Chinuch does this in other places. You know, there's a din, if you write on Shabbos, Koisev, the Moloch of Koisev, if you write with Yad Smoil, with or Kalachar Yad, you're not over. But what if you write a Sefer Torah, or you do a Ksoivis Kaka on Shabbos? Lagabi Hilchas Sefer Torah, there's no din that it's not considered Ksav if you do it with Yad Smoil. Lagabi, the lav of Ksoivis Kaka to write on your body, it's no difference if you do it with Yad Smoil. I would say if you do it on Shabbos, then even if you do it with Yad Smoil, Migu that it's Koisev, Le'inyan, Sefer Torah of Ksoivis Kaka, so who adin, it's going to be Koisev Le'inyan Shabbos. That's really not for our topic of Haitzah. But on the topic of Haitzah, this is fascinating that the Menachas Chinuch wants to declare that on Leil Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, or maybe even Leil Pesach regular on Yontif, because Yontif also, L'Shaloi L'Tzoyruch, you're not allowed to carry. Even though B'derekal, the shear for carrying Haitzah Mishus L'Rishus would be a Koiseves, but on Leil Pesach, when you might see B'sar Pesach HaChutzah, you're going to get Skila for Shabbos also if the shear is Kezayis. He goes further, another similar idea. By Shabbos, we paskin Shnayim She'osu is not Chayiv. And the Gemara explains, if it's Ze'ein Yochel v'Ze'ein Yochel, then they are Chayiv, because they're both together, joint effort, made the Melacha. But if it's Ze Yochel v'Ze'ein Yochel, we learn that from a Pasuk, Ba'asoysa, that he did it on his own, and we learn that Yechayiv HaKarban, Yechayiv Chatas, Yechayiv HaChal Shabbos, Ba'asoysa, only if it's Shnayim She'osu. Now this din of Shnayim She'osu, like some Rishonim, is only a vort in Hilchas Shabbos. And this is a necessary hakdama, because there are those that say that this is a din in Kol HaTorah Kula, by all Isurim in the Torah. And it's a mud nazach, because the Menachas Chinuch himself, in many places, clears whether the din of Shnayim She'osu was a din only in Hilchas Shabbos, or it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. And he clears it by Avodah Zorah, by various other lavim later on. But nevertheless, over here, without blinking him, and he says it's only by Shabbos. That's it. Even though later on he clears it in various places, and it's Yiddu, it's a Machlekes Rishonim. But over here he names on it's only by Shabbos. So he says like this: Shnayim She'osu by Shabbos is Potter, because it says Ba'asoysa. But that word Ba'asoysa is only by Shabbos, not by other Isurim, and not by Hitzav Besar Pesach. What would be if two people, Shnayim She'osu, Ze Yochel Veze Yochel, were Moitzi Besar Pesach Chachutza? Once again, maybe over there you should be usher for the lav of Besar Pesach. And if so, maybe say Migu. That even though all other Shabbos of the year, Shnayim She'osu is not going to be Chayiv. But if Shnayim She'osu were Moitzi Besar Pesach Chutza on Leil Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, Migu, that it's Haitzah for Pesach, maybe it should be Haitzah for Shabbos. Yesh L'chalik, because over here, B'chol Zis, there's a Miyat of Ba'asoysa. But as they clarified it, he clarifies another shaila. We know that you need a kirav anocha avad. That we said, the Gemara first says you need a kirav anocha. But by Hilchah Shabbos, we know that the same person must do the akira and the anocha. The famous, the first mission in Shabbos, Daf Beis, with the ani and the oshir. If one person does the akira and another person does the anocha, you're not chayiv. And I want to differentiate. This is not Shnayim Shasu. Shnayim Shasu was before that. Two people together did the akira and the anocha. But now we're talking about one person does an akira and the other person does the anocha. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Gimel, and Daf Tzadi Gimel discusses that you're not chayiv. By Shabbos, the same person, it's not Malechus Machsheves, unless the same person did the Akira and the Hanocha. But he says, what about Lagabi Bisar Pesach? Maybe by Bisar Pesach it's different. Maybe just the Hanocha itself, if there was an Akira from someone else, would be Chayiv. And if so, I want to add, you can clear, Vaiter, you can clear about if there's going to be a Migu. You can clear if there's going to be a Migu. By the love of being Moitzi the Bisar Pesach Chutza, we explained already that on one hand, you're over the lav if you do it, if you take it out of the house, or you take it mechabura lechabura, but also the basar becomes puzzle. And that's why be'emes we paskin that ein moitzi achar moitzi. A second person that is moitzi the basar a second time is not going to be over, because it already became puzzle. And you're not over the iser unless it's basar that's kosher. If the pesach is puzzle anyways, for whatever reason, so then you won't be over the iser. You won't be over the iser because it was puzzle already. And then he brings a very interesting chiddush from the tzlach. And this is a big vart, the Bachreinim all tumul about this tzlach. We said as a basic thing that if a person is moitzi the besar pesach chutzo, he's only over the lav if he does a kirav hanocha. L'moshel, if a guy would take a besar pesach, lift it up, and lift to stick his hand out of the mokam hachabura, but not be meiniach it down, he wasn't over the iser. Zok the tzlach, in a chanami, the iser you're not over. The iser is only, we learn at chutzo, only if there was a kirav hanocha. It went out of its makayim. It's going to be pasal as yotza. We know that any buser that goes out of its makayim, kachim kachim that leaves the azara, kachim kalim that leaves Yerushalayim, or pesach that leaves its makam hachabura, it becomes pasal. That din of psul, that doesn't need akira v'hanocha. And that's a big tumul machlokes min cheschinach and the tzlach. The tzlach names on that the emes is when you moitzi the besar pesach chutza, you don't have to do a hanocha in order that the basar would be pasul. The basar is pasul even if you don't do hanocha. The iser you're not over unless you do a hanocha. And the Mechas Chinuch argues and he says it goes hand in hand. And more so, he has a bum bekash on the tzlach, a pliat tzuma. Frek the Mechas Chinuch, it's never going to be shaykh to be over the iser of haitzos bisar pesach. Because l'moshel in Hilchas Shabbos, if a person does akira when he picked up a groigris, but then he walked with it for a few minutes and it shrunk, and now it's smaller than a groigris, and he does the hanocha now when it's smaller than a groigris, you're not over. Because the akira and the hanocha have to be done when it has the shear. Every time you take besar pesach, you lift it up, you do the akira. You walk outside. You walk for another few minutes, and then you do the hanocha. When you did the hanocha, the basar was already pasul. Because according to the tzlach, the psul on the basar doesn't happen when you do the hanocha. The psul on the basar already happened as soon as it left. So it's never shaykh unless you do the hanocha right away. So the Achronim deal with this. The ones that hold like the tzlach, the chaznish says it's not a kasha. B'hochi chay v'rachmona. Even though avadi, you're not over the israelite saw if it's possible already. But in the case gufa, when you're a kira of hanocha, is gufa what's taking it out, then it's not going to have that din. Then avadi, that's gufa the way that it's possible. But that's that big tumult with the tzlach and the minchas chinuch. Now, trot weiter in these inyanim. In Hilchas Shabbos, besides Haitzah, there's a din of Zoyrek, or Moishit. Haitzah is when a person with his whole body lifts something up and walks out with it. But if you do Haishoto, or Zoyrek, the Gemara is before in Shabbos that Moishit and Zoyrek is only a Tolda. Clears them in Chas Chinuch that it's not so poshit that Moishit and Zoyrek would be Chayiv by Besar Pesach. By Besar Pesach, it specifically says, Loi Soitzi min Abosar Chutzah, maybe only Haitzah. And if only Haitzah means literally that you actually walked out with it. But Moishit v'zoyrik, maybe he's not chayiv. And he starts being mefalpel if there's toldos by other isurim. By Shabbos, we know there's toldos. What about lagabi besar pesach? So I want to declare a davar mavil. It's a chiddush, but I want to declare. If you'll tell me that by the regular din of besar pesach, there's only an isur when it's moitzi, and not by moishit and zoyrik, but what about when it's leil Shabbos? On leil Shabbos, there is a din of hilchas Shabbos tikka moishit v'zoyrik. Maybe we should do a migu fakert. That just like lagabi hilchas Shabbos, Moishit v'zoyrik is considered haitzah. Also, lagabi Pesach, it should be considered haitzah. The Pashtus, this is Dochuk, because the whole reason why you're not Chai by Moishet V'Zoyrik is because Moishet V'Zoyrik is an under a shame Isser. It's not Hoitzah. Oh, but I wanted to declare Zazach. And then I wanted to go a step weiter. This is Lepilpula Ba'alma, but it's a Dover Mavil. What would be if a person was Moishet or Zoyrik, Leil Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, a Kezayis of Besar Pesach? And Haga Ba'atzmacha, what we're doing over here. Hilchis Shabbos Tashir is Kaisevis. Now we said, if you ever moitzi Leil Pesach b'sar kezayis, migu that the kezayis is a good shear is a shear that's osir for b'sar Pesach, it would be also for the Hitzav Shabbos. But here, think what we're doing. He did a moishet v'zoyrik on a kezayis. Hilchas Shabbos doesn't recognize the kezayis. Hilchas b'sar Pesach doesn't recognize moishet v'zoyrik. Can you do a double migu, a two-way street migu b'vasachas? And say that he'll be Chayiv Shabbos and Isser Taitzos B'sar Pesach here. Even though it wasn't a Kazai, it was only a Kazai, so it wasn't a Kaiseves. Of Remigu that it's Haitzah for Pesach, it's Haitzah for Shabbos. Aye, it was Moshe V'Zoyrik. Of Remigu that Moshe V'Zoyrik is Chayiv on Shabbos, it's Chayiv on Pesach. The Pashtus, it doesn't start. Aber Yesh Loden Ulefalpel about such a Zach. Now to go back, we mentioned the Tzlach and to analyze it a little bit more. When a person takes Besar Pesach outside the Mokam HaChabura, and he brings it Nechabura, Lechabura, or he takes it out of the house, he's over Alav Dairaisa of Leisaitzi Min HaBayis Min HaBasar Chutza. And so the two, the Basar becomes Pasal. Because there's a klal, we learned that from Basar Basar, the Treifa, that any time you take Basar out of its Mokam, it becomes Pasal. Kachim Kachim out of the Azara becomes Pasal. Kachim Kalim out of Yerushalayim becomes Pasal. And Besar Pesach, taking it out of its Mokam Chabura to a different Chabura, or just Bechlal out of the Chabura, we clear, is Haitzah. Zok the Tzlach, even though by the din of Besar Pesach, you're only Chayiv if there was Hanocha, Akira V'Hanocha, oh, but that's not Lagabe, the din of the Psul of the Basar. The Basar will be Pasul even without that. Lamashal, if you take Kachim out of the Azara, you don't need Akira V'Hanocha. If even a Chelik of the Basar got slipped out of the Azara, the Chelik that slipped out, you're still holding on to it. It's puzzle. Same thing if it leaves the Chaymas Yerushalayim. Puzzle. Zok Tzlach. Same thing by Mokam HaChabura. If the Basar went out of the Mokam HaChabura, even if you didn't do Akir of Anocha, and you're not going to be over the Isser, because the Isser, we learn out, Leisoitzi, there's the Alfusa, Dafka Akir of Anocha, but the Basar will be Nifsa. And the Mechitzchanach Eshtar Kholik, that the two Gedorim Atoli Zebzeh, one of the rais they handle is that the Mishnah discusses even by Besar Pesach, if a chelik of the meat, a limb of the animal went out, so what you do is you have to carve off the piece of meat. You can't break the bone. There's an Isra of Shviras Etzem, which is the next lav in the Torah, Mitzvah Tes Zayin. But you're not allowed to break the bone, so you carve out and peel off the meat. If only half of the limb went out, that means you didn't do a hanocha. So Rashi Grada says it's talking about went out of Yerushalayim. Maybe Fakert. Rashi holds like the Tzlach. So it has to be Fakert. Rashi holds not like the Tzlach. Rashi holds that if it would stam leave the Mokam Chabura, since there was no Hanocha, it wouldn't be puzzled. So Rashi says the case was it went out of Yerushalayim. But the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, the Meiri over there on the Mishnah, they learned that it's talking about that it went out of the Mokam HaChabura. You see that going out of the Mokam Chabura becomes puzzled, even though it's not going to be over the Isser. A little bit about Shlomo, we discussed that there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, in the Gedorim of this lav of Leisaitzi Min HaBasar, on the other hand, it says Botim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, and the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, although Rashi and Chumash actually brings like Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to break the Chabura into two different Chaburas. You're just not allowed to eat it in two Makoimis. As opposed to Rabbi Shimon, that it's Punk Fakert. You're not allowed to make two Chaburas, but you are allowed to eat it in two Makoimis. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Peivav discusses two scenarios, and it says it's going to be totally in the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. One is if you have two chaburas that are sitting separately, surrounded, separated by a mechitza. And what's the din if the mechitza was removed? The mechitza was removed, they suddenly turned into one big chabura. That's not a problem. But now it became a shinui mokoim. Because there's new avar, they see new area. It's a new mokoim. And if you hold your nalat, eat it in two mokoimis, it's a problem. On the other hand, the Gemara handles, what if a one chaburu was eating together and a mechitza was nifras beinehem, and now it became two chaburus. That's an opposite case. And the Gemara says that both of these cases are going to be totally in the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The Pella is, and the Mechasanach is Mayrach about it over here, that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam clearly says you're allowed to make two chaburos. You just can't eat it in shnei makoimis. But lagabi the din of nifrasa mechitza and nistalka mechitza, the Rambam paskins in both cases, you're not able to. And that's a big problem. There's a lot of arichas here in the Achronim about it. In the Masas Moshe, he wants to say a shtikl Torah. I'm saying Berem is the Vart. He wants to say that the Rambam was mesupik if we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. And therefore he goes l'chumra both ways. And he wants to be marviach, what we discussed at the beginning of the shir. In the etzem isser of being moitzim mechabura lechabura, we know that there's a shayla, the Minchas Chanuch declared, is it only when your mamish take it from one chabura to another chabura? Or no, even if he just took it out of the chabura and just took it into no man's land, that's also going to be the isser of moitzim mechabura lechabura. Minchas Chanuch was mesupik. Now there was a shtickle steer in the Rambam. The Rambam starts off, osu lohoitzi meha chabura. And he says, im hoitzi mechabura, lechabura loike. So the Masas Moshe explains that this shayla, if it's from mechabura lechabura, is also totally in Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. And since the Rambam is mesupik, if we pass like Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, so lechumra, it's osu, even if you're not machnas it into the second chabura. Or malkus, you'll only get bevadi. To know if you get malkus, it's only if you take a moitzi with mechabura lechabura. Or at the ganza riches in them, akoponim, that's some of the inyonim of the isser of Haitzos, Besar, Pesach, Chutzah, and the Ikar Advarim, we still do Lagabi, the Gedorim of Hilchas Shabbos, and if it has the same Gedorim as Hilchas Shabbos or not, with the Gedorim of Migu, and the issue of the Tzlach, and the Minchas Chinuch, if the Psul of the Basar, and the Etzem Isser of the Haitzos Basar, have the same Gedorim.